still discussing.
Male. Body. Now we're going into the female body. The problems involved in the female body that make it difficult for the male to realize what's going on when we are married, especially in the household life. The female body is designed for sexual reaction more than the male body because of the constant contact with children. The mother is always cuddling a child to her. Therefore, the female body has to have more sexual experiences. The sense of touch is more developed in the female body than the male body. But sometimes we don't even notice it. We take it for granted. Well, you have, for instance, a child horse's leg, and the first thing you do is rub it. You say, come, mother, rub it for you. It'll be alright. And when the mother rubs it, the child feels okay and it goes and play again. The sexual contact being so closely related to the mother and the child is carried over constantly in the body. Because when we live so close to each other, we lose this tactile contact. The male body wants tactile contact. It wants to generate the tactile contact. But what interferes with the male body is the daily stress that the male body is confronting. The only way the male body and the female body can release this stress is by massage. Now, when the husband and wife are growing up together in the first marriage, this is often felt, but very little of it is done. They need to massage each other. As they grow on and they have their children, and the children growing up and going away, that feeling is no longer there. Yet, inwardly, the feeling is crying out for contact, for this particular reaction. We tend to feel afraid to touch the other person lest there is a reaction, when in reality that is where the body needs more tactile contact by massage. The fact that it is contacting the other person by touch, subtle forces are being transmitted between the male body and the female body. Massage is an art by itself. Sometimes to massage someone can change the whole feeling from love to a feel of disgust. Because in a massage, it's not how much you rub that breaks the pressure. emotions are brought into action or brought into expression on the body that releases the pressure. If you do this, after a while the individual gets bored with it, because there is no, if there is what is called a peak point of stimulation, then it tapers off and becomes an irritation. They become irritable because it is no longer something of release. It brings up the tension. Now, when you place the finger on the body and apply the pressure, and by rotating clockwise and moving along the body, this now causes the release. To get the feeling of that sensation. So let's test it so we can understand it. You begin to feel now, using the chubby part of the fingertip. Don't put too much pressure, but just... Huh? Go in a clockwise action, but never rub it this way, because it builds up a heat and then it tapers off. In this area, you don't build the heat up, you're actually setting circles of motion throughout the body. Now, the first area in the male body that is very sensitive is around the neck. That is why the male loves to be massaged around the neck. Because if you do that, it takes the stress off the hip. Now the female body is the same. It takes the stress off their neck. But the female body gets more stress relief from around the neck. In the male body, more stress is released from the shoulder, this part here. Well, let's demonstrate it. Unless somebody wants to come up. while you work it here. you use it some. And you get a good breath on the hip.
Full length.
of this, like that. Like I'm pulling off my head. Beneficial. That's like, what? I mean, how can we have point there? Holding it. And then working it. The more you work it, you take out all the stress of you. And that area of the got it. You're coming down the spine. Along the spine, the pressure is building up. And we want to release the pressure. So, to release the stress from the spine, there are four primary techniques.
Thank you.
You'll need it when I finish the exercise, when it comes to police performance. You'll understand what it's for. Now we have one we do the speech. Because a good psychotherapist uses speech too. You can straighten out your spine and stretch your back muscles with our feet. And they do have what is called foot massage. Not somebody massage, but by with the foot instead of your hand. They walk on your spine. Yes, they're exercising your own body, preparing it for the spectrum charge alone that is limbo zero, alone and you're flying in the room. Okay. Now, the primary number one movement is this way, all the time. You have to learn to do that individually. Practice it. Now, here is what you're going to work on, the feet. So, on your own feet or on the opposite part of feet, you work around the kneecap. And you go like individual fingers. Shifting the stress from one finger to the next finger, the next finger, the next finger, final finger. Start again back to the thumb. Four fingers. Middle finger, ring finger, little finger. Now then you start working up. You always start from the kneecap. You see this little bone here? Well, Walking in it because around you. So the man you ever see a good healer, who is a tremendous healer, a famous healer, who really heals? He walks just like he's very sort of like a cross. Because his energy is full just like this.
What is the shape of her body?
Very eggnog
again.
Very,
she's rotund.
She's actually the
lady
on her
hands.
Most of the ones that lay on her hands.
She's
actually by her hands. The magnetism, you don't have to lay your hands on the magnetism is there once it starts flowing and flowing. That's all, the magnetism. Just the magnetism flow. Now, recovering the massage point, we have this rotation, this tapping, the knuckle, or pressure, and the chop. These are the four basic ones you'll be always using.
Rotation,
tap, pressure. Now, there are certain areas of the body and they're called the defensive body part. The defensive body part technique. By knowing the defensive body part, you can perform the massage of using any one of the four techniques or contacts to release the stress in the male body or in the female body. And the defensive body part begins with the head first, the shoulder, biceps, forearm, wrist.
Because you have lateral muscles that you can hold and rotate. That pulls the muscles.
That's the best technique about the yo-yo. Now, with the sole of the feet, couple the palm. Realize that you have to train your hands to step back. That's why you need it.
Ha ha. That's really fresh, not too much.
Massage the body with the oil, so the body itself now has a higher reaction to feeling and contact, and then the stress is released quickly because the pores are absorbing the oil or the cream. The best oil for a massage is still an olive oil because it will go right through the blood. If you just run it on the surface, it'll pass it right through.
Yeah,
with olive oil. This what we call osmotic therapy by massage, and nourish the body with a small polyunsaturated effect of the oil. And you automatically, by massage, reduce your weight by olive oil. But you fix it here. Weight reduction can be brought on by osmotic absorption of olive oil through massage, because it will go in and work on that heavy cholesterol fat in the skin and those layers of the epidermis and break them up by the heat and the massage from the external nature. Sometimes you can't break it, you know, but it will go right through, because this is its normal action. It goes in right into the system. It's the only oil that has that peculiar ability, to olive oil, to pass right through. But it has to be pure olive oil, not the hydrogenated by heat. You don't want the olive oil to be fired by heat. It must be pure, cold, pressed out, natural olive oil. And that oil will go right into the body when you... Yes, if you use camphor, it will do that. Now, also if you use eucalyptus while you're rubbing it, it will clean out the lungs, especially those who smoke. It will start to, the inhaling of the eucalyptus will start releasing the stress, the tension. Will stop from the nicotine smoking. Rub it on the
chair.
Yes, they have bright solution bath. We do that. Yes, but we are not coming to that yet. We're jumping the gun. We're trying to go step by step in this process to understand what we're doing. There's no sense trying to jump one before the other. We're dealing first with oil. We're dealing with water, but we have different types of water. First we dealt with hot water and cold. And we dealt with carbonated water. We didn't deal with minerals in the water. We're dealing now with oil. If you run into minerals in the water before, they're fine. Then you don't understand what the body is for. Minerals in the water are designed for illness. Their composition is designed primarily for illness. They're not designed for a healthy body. You don't use them in a healthy body. You can swim in salt water. This is okay. But there's a way to use salt on the body that will clean the body and in case of illness and prevent illness. So we are not dealing with that right now. We want to understand how the compatibility between the male and the female body is maintained in the household effect or life, so that it gives them that understanding of why the male or the female have these conflicts and what can be done to relieve these conflicts. That the body is a living mechanism and it must be nourished by different ways to maintain balance. So that the rhythm that the body is subjected to would not tend to turn off individuals against themselves or one another. If you find yourself being turned off from your husband or your wife because the body's rhythms are predominant due to the moon's activity in you, and you don't know what to do, then you get into fits and anger. And before you know it, you want to bite your finger, you want to smoke, or you want to drink, you want to eat more food. Just an ego gets the bigger part. We want to understand why this is happening so that we can now observe and carry it into our daily life. that we can ease the stress of the daily living with the other person. Now, the Eastern philosophers all say familiarity breeds contempt. But familiarity is an indication of tolerance levels. We can't have familiarity without a tolerance level. Every object in this world has a tolerance level. That's the level to which it reaches and it's taken for granted. So for what is familiarity? Something you take for granted. There is no more sense of strangeness. The sense of strangeness keeps balance to some degree. That's why in the ancient time you had the master lived in one room and the wife lived in another room and the perennial courtship was always going on. The moment they threw away the extra bed and they got into the warm bed, the other like going hunting. Challenge. Any new challenge or competition. This, aka way the male body gets released. In competition or challenge, in group activity, or trying to go off into areas and find some type of association with the environment that would free it from conflict camouflaging itself, which is not a very practical way. See, camouflaging is not a good idea to free distress. It's better to face distress.
Well, this society today, we have more and more complex and subtle approaches to conflict or conquest or aggressive actions.
Yes.
Right.
Right. So camouflaging has a tendency of building up neurosis. That's the danger of camouflaging. You see, men either ran or fought or was subjugated are dominated from primitive time up to civilized time as a dominant life form in a male body. The male body always did this to survive, to react, and if it couldn't react because the opposing force was stronger, it took to flight. If it took to flight and it was not fast enough, it was caught and dominated. If it was strong enough to retaliate against the opposing force, it became tyrannical. If when it took to flight and it avoided capture, by ingenuity it resorted then to camouflaging. So it was the only way it knew how to survive. So the greater the camouflaging, the greater the tendency to become neurotic. See? Because sooner or later you run out of camouflages. Right, it's right, this is it. So if you turn around and face and come back to a point of overcoming the situation, then it breaks that pattern. So the stress is released. That's why Yukteswar said, don't run, face every problem and it will cease to bother you. He was actually trying to stimulate the survival pattern which is built into the sperm already to accomplish.
How does ginseng
affect this? The ginseng root stimulates the gonad action and makes the individual feel more virile so that he can shut off the feeling of
impotency or the feeling of inferiority. Now, the impotency is brought on, as I said yesterday or the day before, by certain conditions of not facing up, and therefore the tendency to be blocked off. Now, any sensation that depletes the virility, or any condition that depletes the virility of the individual's drive, tends to produce this impotency. Ginseng is just a natural root or a natural herb action that stimulates that virility action. It's equivalent to vitamin E. But in vitamin E, it's the anti-sterile vitamin. The vitamin E would make the man be more of a greater donor, and the sperm would have a higher motility action. Ginseng would not do that. Ginseng would give him the sense of bravery, or a sense of capability to handle himself, which is a heightened virility.
What are the effects on your conscious ability to control your adrenaline or aggression?
Yes, it would control the adrenaline in the aggressive nature. The ginseng would do that. But you have Adriatica hydrocotyl, which is a better herb for that, because it has a tendency to rebuild the connective tissues. Adriatica hydrocotyl, which is a better herb, does rebuild the connective tissues. Now, there is another herb which the elephant eats. This herb gives a greater staying power to face problems. It's an anti-stress herb. Shelf on there in the herb shop there with the name of it. Action that will help you to control the stress
the body is subjective.
I had heard that ginseng did that, but it's different than ginseng. See, ginseng is a root, and you have to soak it into alcohol to get the effect of the ginseng or grind it. Whereas the other herb is a natural herb growing, and you can eat one leaf a day to get the effect.
Isn't that like taking tranquilizers or something?
No, this is not tranquilizer. This is a natural herb that the body, just like a rosemary or thyme, it's a natural food. It's a food, it's a food supplement. It has a certain element that you can't find in other foods. It's a basic food supplement. The elephant eats it. It's food that we feed the elephant on. And it grows mainly in India and Ceylon. And they bring it into this country now to grow. And they're using it as a food supplement. They're growing it to make food supplements with it. See, you can't get all the minerals in your food from the basic food that you're eating. There are certain minerals that you're deficient in. Like the trace minerals, you don't have there. A great deal that actually brought up to the ground. And the plant kingdom is the only kingdom that can seek to absorb them properly and transfer it to us without affecting in a detrimental way.
Cannot throw off.
was brought on by environmental pressure that caused this abnormality. Until we can understand how it built up itself into an abnorm, we are never able to control it. Man can control lust if he understands how it is constructed. But if he doesn't understand how it's constructed, then he's a victim of the pressures that make him lustful. This is not within his mechanism. As he's not born lustful, but he's born with the drive of the lust from parental thought patterns that are locked into his stream of existence, and by the nutritional balance and environmental pressure that would tend to stimulate the lust. Until we can correct that or understand it, then we can control it. It will still be there. So, go ahead.
Show us why you bring up a question, why the masters are talking,
You only do it for the procreation of another species.
He looked at me and back. And now that relation with a woman or anything other than procreating first would be just a lowering of those energies, wouldn't it? Now
it has absolutely nothing to do with that. The reason why the masters are talking of not having the act if it's not going to produce the human being, because it is what is involved in the formation of those fluids and the time span they are formed, and when they are secreted without the purpose of bringing them to completion, what the body goes through. Physiologically speaking, what about you notice something? We're jumping ahead of the lecture because that's tomorrow. Cut. Here in the gonad area where the formation of it, it's a direct link back to your medulla oblongata. This is the medulla oblongata right here, and the spinal cord runs right down here and then connects to the heart area, then connects down into the endocrine system, and then right down into the gonads and the testes, where it's been formed. These fluids are formed here. Now, where is the fluid trapping? What is it? What is this particular organ trapping? Do you realize what it's trapping? To build up sperm? It's trapping secretion from the brain. Brain cells.
They travel down
via the medulla to be stored up here to form it. And equally through the ovum. I have diagrams of this to show you in detail how it's trapped and brought down. But I can't jump ahead until you understand why the factors in your life are leading you to be abnormal. The act of sex is the least condition. It is the formation of the things that go on inside that make the no-no by the masters. You are actually secreting brain cells that are trapped and built up to shape that sperm. Every doctor knows that.
So you're like wasting your brain cells.
You are, yes, to a certain extent. Throwing away valuable brain cells through a release.
But if they're down here,
yeah, but not brain cells.
I don't know.
You're never throwing it, it's always reabsorbed. The only way it can leave your body is via the organs of the sexual
region. If you have the brain cells stored in the gonad, are you having any good use from them if they're down there anyway? I mean, is there any harm in them?
If there's every day in 24 hours, you are secreting them down your spinal cord right down into that area. It's going right down and be stored up. And it takes 3 months to form the sperm in the male body from the precipitation of the brain cells. And the amount of brain cells that have to come down to build up in 1 ounce of secretion approximately 3,000 or 4,000 sperm in 1 ounce of secretion. Now, it takes about 3 months to build that up. Your body cannot build it faster than that. There is no way your human body can build up that or store that up in a lesser time than 3 months. So every 3 months you have actually stored up that much cells in the form of the sperm in the human body and the rest necessary now for release. Now, your cell salts are built around that principle already. You haven't come to all that because you can't jump into it unless you understand. And the woman's body is going through the same thing. Hers is changing in every 28 days. Her brain cells are drawn down faster from her body every 28 days. To build up the ovum, because the ovum also utilizes brain cells. When I bring the chart down and draw it out and show you how the, from the medulla oblongatus, everything goes right back into the regenerative organs. There is a direct link all the way through. But every doctor will tell you that the act of procreation is merely a mental impression. The feeling is a mental impression. But actually, we don't have no sex life unless we are stimulated by the mind. Because the conditions are formed by brain cells. There would be no craving if we were never stimulated. They are substances that are deposited there, secreted out from the brain. So the brain has a lot to do with it. Now the reason why the master is talking that it should only be used for the offspring, because other masters are being born, or higher intellects are born, is because if you degenerate the body, you have a degenerate brain and a degenerate circuitry formed. So pull in a lower entity of a lower caliber of consciousness. If you hold your consciousness at a higher level, then you attract an entity of a higher consciousness. So the personal discipline on the physical body becomes important. Otherwise a master would not emphasize that. He knows definitely that brain cells are being lost in the discharge of the energy. See, that's the only reason. Now, sublimation of the act is reversal of precipitated brain cells that are stored in the lower regions now that must be pulled up by paraphysical methods to reabsorb itself back into the brain.
The hand brain back.
Well, that's what the technique of sublimation is. We'll cover all that. You asked for a tremendous session. We haven't begun to throw the book at you yet. You couldn't even take it. And I don't even think we'll ever cover all of it in this session. Because there's a whole lot to the being a man or being a woman, let alone trying to live a householder life. The householder life is taking into consideration every aspect of creation. You can't just up and jump each phase, because it is involving our existence, our survival, our economics, our association with each other, and the continuation of the species. The whole soul of life is involved with that. So we have to know how we are constructed. We have to know how these forces are precipitating down in the body. We have to understand how we can waste them and what we actually are wasting. What we are actually wasting is precipitated brain cells. And the brain cells carry all the data inside of this particular makeup. You see, the early disciplines that they lay down on the individual were not laid down just for to thwart the individual or make him into some type of individual that has no feeling and live some sort of a restricted life. Within the married life, it is accepted and understood that it's not possible that in one activity there can be a new offspring. It may take many, it may even take one. But this is accepted in that particular arrangement, because there is no sense of guilt during the activity with the married person. Outside of it, there's always these two forces, violence or guilt. You see? There is the condition. That's why we are using forces that are formed out of the brain, and when we apply certain attitudes to release these forces formed out of the brain, electrically we create
a distortion, and the result can be tragic in the individual's life or in the offspring's life. But we have seen too many of these things at the interplay. You know that premature release by the male bodies